I speak to you in the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. Amen. Please be seated. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Think about those words for a little bit. Mull them over. Cogitate upon them. Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." These are words with great depth of meaning for us in this time in the history of our planet. They are words that paint a picture of God's intention for us as human beings, called to respond to others in need and centered on the word welcome. Jesus went on to say, "Whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of the least of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." Well, at this moment in the world, there are approximately 65.3 million people who have been forcibly, one way or another, displaced from their homes. At this very time, there are about 22.5 million people who are living as refugees. These numbers are so large, it is hard to even imagine, hard to comprehend. While some countries are working hard to avoid helping or receiving refugees, others are welcoming thousands or even millions. But let's turn that picture to look at it from a slightly different angle. There are about 22.5 million refugees, more than half of whom are under the age of 18, waiting, hoping, trying to endure. There are people right at this moment dreaming of a better life, hoping to find safety, hoping to find a place where they can have access to food, water, proper shelter, education for their children, safety, optimism for the future, health care, a dream that their children will grow up in peace, able to pursue imaginings and aspirations. Nearly 22.5 million people living in hope that things will soon get better, that they will find a land where people are cared for, treated with dignity as human beings instead of a number, treated as people with a future, not simply a past. These people are dreaming of the same things that we dream of for our own children, and what we want the world to look like and be like, and act like. Not caught in wars that they had nothing to do with, or famine caused by economic policies from elsewhere, or drought related to climate change, or power and control, or any of these things. They simply want to live. And we have seen so much of their desperation as boatloads still try to reach Europe. Thousands still keep coming to the islands of Chios and Lesbos on rickety boats, and still people continue to drown, desperate to find a new life and new possibilities. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me, Jesus said. Now, I know this can come across as a gross oversimplification of a very complicated situation. But surely the hope that they seek is the same hope that we want for our families and the same hope that God has for the world. The UNHCR, the United Nations High Commission on Refugees, created a statement for faith leaders of every religion on the planet. And it begins in this way: I will welcome the stranger. My faith teaches that compassion, mercy, love, and hospitality are for everyone, the native-born and the foreign-born, the member of my community and the newcomer. I will remember and remind members of my community that we are all considered strangers somewhere, that we should treat the stranger to our community as we would like to be treated, and challenge intolerance. I will remember and remind others in my community that no one leaves his or her homeland without a reason. Some flee because of persecution, violence, or exploitation, others due to natural disaster, yet others out of love to provide better lives for their families. I recognize that all persons are entitled to dignity and respect as human beings. People of faith, people living their faith, people transformed by the love of God are called to be transforming agents in the world. Dorothy Day writes that a custom existed among the first generation of Christians when faith was a bright fire that warmed more than those who kept it burning. In every house, a room was kept ready for any stranger who might ask for shelter. It was even called the stranger's room. Not because these people thought they could trace something of someone they loved in the stranger who used it. Not because the man or woman to whom they gave shelter reminded them of Christ, but because, plain and simple and stupendous fact, he or she was Christ. Compassion is the sometimes fatal capacity for feeling what it is like to live inside somebody else's skin. Theologian Frederick Buchner wrote, "Once we have experienced empathy and compassion, there can never really be any peace and joy for me until there is peace and joy finally for you too." This life of faith is not just about knowing God, but about living in response to knowing God. It challenges our thinking. It is not enough to simply say that these people over there are simply getting what they deserve, or that it has nothing to do with me. Let me switch gears for a second, for I feel like I need to say something about our Old Testament or Hebrew Bible passage this morning, as it described a very grim scene of Abraham very nearly going through with the sacrifice of his son Isaac. I need to say that in many ways it is a horrible passage that should be seen as the very opposite of what Jesus was describing. Offering a child as a sacrifice to appease God's anger is not helpful theology at all. Offering a child a cup of cold water or welcoming in the name of Christ is much more in line with God's hope. But at the end of the passage from Genesis, we heard these words, "The Lord will provide." They were said with the image in mind that God provided an option for the sacrifice of Isaac. But "the Lord will provide" are great words for us to consider this morning. Now, they could be seen as a bit of a cop-out that God will provide and so we don't have to do anything. I think the opposite is true. The Lord will provide through us. We are God's hands, the ones through whom God works to provide for those in need, caring for the stranger, sharing compassion to those in need, loving our neighbor as ourselves, giving of our time, our talent, and treasure, or even better, said by Jesus, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." Canada celebrated 150 years as a country yesterday, but of course, people have been living here for much, much longer than that. We affirm that we now live on land that was once inhabited and cared for by Coast Salish peoples. But Canada is now a country of refugees, of strangers, of Indigenous people. We are a nation with a huge variety of backgrounds, traditions, and understandings, and all sorts of other things. And this is a great thing. We as a country have welcomed refugees from all over. Those beyond the Indigenous have come from elsewhere to make this a country that sees beyond tight definitions and sees that we need to be a beacon of hope in the world. Of course, we are not perfect, but surely this is our aim. I read the other day about the barber Joe Mershak of Chilliwack. He was retiring and looking for options as to what to do with his barber shop. So he gave it to a recent refugee, Hain Al-Hashesh. He gave away his barber shop, his life's work, to a refugee, a stranger, a newcomer. Joe Mershak's father was a refugee from Hungary, and he felt it was important to help a refugee get started. This parish just raised more than $12,000 to support a family of refugees. This is such wonderful news for me. We have raised money for complete strangers to most of us because it's the right thing to do. It won't change all the problems in our world. It will not bring about world peace on its own. It will not greatly reduce the number of refugees in our world. It will not end famine. It will not bring about reconciliation with the Indigenous people of our country. But it does change us. Now, we may simply see our actions and fundraising as works of compassion or Canadian or Christian duty or the right thing to do. Or we may just be saying to ourselves, whoever welcomes you welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Amen.